Hello and welcome to my podcast. I'm Dr. John Cook. I'm glad you joined us. In today's study, we will continue our series on Just a Thought on the book of Revelation. We'll get right into our series right after this. We now join in progress part 3 of 6 in our study. And the Lord calls on them in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 2 to be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. It's interesting that this first and foremost calling on the church is to be watchful. That is, to be on their guard. We are told by the Savior that we are to be watchful. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 42, listen to what he says. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. We're to be on our guard for our Lord's coming, watching for it on a daily basis. Then look at Matthew chapter 25 and verse 13, where again Jesus says, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. We are to be on our guard in our prayer life as well. Matthew 26, 41 tells us that. Jesus said to the disciples, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. This is a warning that deals with guarding against our flesh, taking over our prayer life. Our spirit desires to do the things of God. It wants to do the things of God. It loves to do the things of God. But our flesh is weak. We may declare that we want to do the will of God, that we will do the will of God, but our flesh is weak. And therefore, it must be guarded against. The church in Sardis, however, was being warned to guard against losing what little life the church still had. It was like looking at a person who is barely hanging on to life and setting out to resuscitate them. So the church is to strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, Jesus says. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Jesus sees what this church needs, and what they need is to strengthen the word of God in their church. That's how you strengthen the church, is through the Word of God. Get back to biblical doctrines. We're to hang on to biblical doctrines. Sometimes we think the church is in good shape, and I'm sure the church in Sardis thought the same about themselves. But Jesus sees otherwise, because he says, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Like the church in Sardis, we may be working for the Lord, but does the Lord see those works as worthwhile, as perfect before him? We may think that our works are perfect, but does the Lord think our works are perfect? Is the Lord in agreement with our estimation of those works? That's what we should be concerned about. Men may praise our works, but does the Lord praise our works? Does he see them as just something we've wrapped up in a pretty package? Looks good on the outside, which is what men look at, but within we're full of dead men's bones, which is where God looks. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 23, verses 27 and 28 to the religious leaders. He says, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye are like unto whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful outward, but are within full of dead men's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. What a sad state of affairs. What we must do is work for the master's approval, not for men's approval.